We noticed it on Christmas Day, when our Aussie mates announced that they wanted to go to the beach. Because that's what we always do at Christmas. So we bundled into hats, scarves, gloves, coats, more hats, more scarves, long johns, extra woolies, and headed off to the North Wales coast through the snow along the A55, and the sheep trying to graze in white meadows, and the sun glinting on the Snowdonian mountains. It was a low, midday sun. The sort of sky was a stunning blue with barely a cloud in to be seen. The offshore wind farms looked sensational, 50 of them turning majestically. A few strollers walked across the ridged sand to watch the tide coming in. And the Aussie said, "Wow! It's just like home! Only 30 degrees difference." Oh, it was great. Having overseas visitors with us was brilliant. They noticed everything that we took for granted. Not for them, the cold and the wind. Well, actually, they did notice the cold and the wind. But they also noticed the colours and the textures. And when the big dump of snow came in, they ran outside to have their first ever snowball fight, to build their first ever snowman, to squeal with delight as the snowflakes landed on their eyelashes. We took them out sledging. How do you steer this thing? How do you brake? "Oh, just go and work it out," we yelled. And they did. "It's like Narnia," they declared. And suddenly we noticed lampposts in the snowfall, saw sledge tracks and imagined the White Witch's sleigh. Animal prints in the fresh snow became the marks of Mr. Tumnus the fawn. And as the snow got deeper and the branches more heavily laden, we got them to stand beneath them. And a little shake later, they were utterly dumped on. Ah, loved it. I've seen winter through new eyes this year, and I love it. That crunching sound as you struggle through virgin snowdrifts. The photos of exploding blocks of ice when you kick it. We collected a sheet of ice, and we took it for a walk, putting it into every photo before kicking it into a squillion shards 5 miles later. Thank God we have weather. So the transport shuts down. Stay at home. Enjoy the family fun of building bigger-than-life-size snowmen. Today, we're all set to try making an igloo. And when it's all over, I'll be back into my studio to paint it all. Happy snow days! Long live winter!